Yeah, my name is Derek Hunt. I work for Agriculture Canada, and we're in the same country, but we're what's in the wet coast, so we're definitely west of Alberta, and we have a southwestern BC. We have a climate very similar to west coast of Washington State, like similar like to Seattle. High winter rain, moderate air temperatures, and in this valley area, we have intensive dairy production. We have probably the overall some of the highest dairy production in the world is located here, and it's better than a lot of the dairy production in the Netherlands. Because it's land is expensive, there's not a lot of agricultural land in BC. It's only about 2% of the land, and not very much in the southwest. It's expensive land, and the dairy farming is intensive, so there's a lot of imported feed in the form of cereal grains, and so they'll home grow about 50% of the total feed needs and import the other 50%. So what is grown is mostly perennial grasses, tall fescue, orchard grass, some perennial rye, and then a lot of the energy is coming from the corn silage system. So the tillage system on the corn is historically plow and disc, and usually no winter cover crop. And then they'll do some, for tillage, they'll do some additional seed bed prep. So that's just a little shot of where we are. So in the combination of the mountains, we've got flat valley lands, and the research site is just about here, almost off the picture. So background, what's going on in this area is the farmers normally apply the fertilizer, broadcast pre-emergent, just before planting or maybe just after planting. And then they'll kind of game the system. They'll think, should we put on most of it or all of our fertilizers broadcast, or should we wait to see what the weather's going to be like, and we'll do a soil test, use the PSNT test, to see if they can hold some of that fertilizer off, and then they'll put it on as a side dress treatment at the 6 to 9 leaf stage. I put the range of 6 to 9 leaf, that's the effectiveness of the kind of range they may put it in, but this would be what's more like the blades are emerged, but it's more like a 5 to 6 leaf collar open stage. So with this type of management system, the nitrogen application doesn't match the corn demand, and it's subjected to environmental losses through like leaching, nitrous oxide, and ammonia emissions. In this area, there's been some interest in the farmers adopting a zero-till approach as a best management strategy, and this may increase some of the surface end losses. And also the farmers are into doing high-density plantings lately, so they're putting in 15-inch row spacings or double row spacings at 30-inch centers, and that makes it way more difficult for them to get their equipment into side dress, so they're pushing some of their application back as a single broadcast urea spread at planting time. We've done some work looking at can we band urea at planting time, and no, we get a lot of damage from banding urea at the rates they need for the production at planting time. So we need some methods that'll increase the performance of the widely used urea fertilizer in our area, and can the end required by the corn from plants to maturity be applied as a single dose, and can we use inhibitors such as nitrification inhibitors or urease inhibitors or any kind of inhibitor to better match that nitrogen supply to the demand of the corn and reduce the losses. So our objective in this experiment is to evaluate the controlled release urea, and here we use Nutrisphere N, which I'll refer to as the NN urea, and then standard urea. And we looked at it under conventional tillage and no-till, and we applied it either side band at planting, this is with a corn planter, or with a side dressing unit at planter, and also compared that with side dressing at the 9-leaf growth stage. We ran it for 3 years, split plot, 4 replications. Main plot is the tillage, conventional versus no-till. The subplots, we have a total of 12 nitrogen treatments, which included a zero control in there. And the end treatments were re-randomized each year on the same set of plots within the main plot. Stats is SAS proc mix. That's just a shot of two of the plots of the zero till on the left and the tillage on the right, and these have been in till or zero till consistently managed since 1997, 1998. Conventional tillage practice they use is a moldboard plow, plowing to about 10 inches to a foot. They then go over it about 2 times with offset discs, 6 to 8 inches depth, and then they'll do a final what they call S-tining to prepare for seed bed. This is the plot unit that we use to do the side dressing, the side banding. and the side dressing. So we use this unit at planting time as a side bander to band the fertilizer on at planting, and then we use the same unit to do the side dressing at the 6 to 9 leaf stage. So this is just a picture showing it being used at the 6 to 9 leaf stage. It's a 4-row unit. So that's the side dressing going on at the 6 to 9 leaf stage, about 15 centimeter offset. And that's just a close-up of it, the same thing. So the idea is we're going to band this here. When we band it planting, we've either banded right in the row, 2 inch off to the side and 2 inch below the seed with the planter itself, and we also have a treatment where we use the same unit to side dress, or sorry, to side band at planting with a 4 inch and a 6 inch offset. So what we're looking at is to improve what the farmers are traditionally doing at the moment. So this would be what we call the conventional practice, which is to surface broadcast urea at planting. And they're getting on over the 3 years, we've got 16.5 ton of whole crop dry matter per hectare and about just under 7 tons of grain. We then compared that to the NN urea applied the same way, surface broadcast. And we didn't see any difference. There was no improvement or nothing, didn't get better. So using NN, the same method as surface broadcast, didn't improve crop yield and it didn't improve the grain yield. Then we tried to side dress that the NN at the 6 to 9 leaf stage, actually 6 to 9 leaf stage, I should say, and average across the tillage treatments, there was greater whole crop yield for broadcast compared to side dressing, and no difference in grain yield. And again, there was little difference between the NN urea and the regular urea. So then we figured we'll have a what we call in our area a new way to use the NN urea. And that is to sideband that NN urea when planting the corn. We tried two offset distances, 10 centimeter and 15 centimeter, and averaged across tillage over the 3 years, we got a slight increase, just under a ton of whole crop yield per hectare, but this wasn't significant. But we did get a significant increase in grain yield. And this is important because the higher the grain content, the better the feed quality and the better the milk value of that corn. And then we added a newer way to use this NN urea, and that's to sideband 100 of the product with the corn planter, 2 inches below, 2 inches to the side as a standard sideband application with a planter, and that's at planting. And then later, at the 6 to 9 leaf stage, we side dressed an additional 80 of that. And this averaged across tillage, it was a significant increase in whole crop yield by 1.4 tons, and a significant increase in grain yield by 1.1 tons. And when we also in this, we had the broadcast and side dress treatments, we had a total N application of 260. The graphs I've shown before this, the green ones, are all at a total N application per year of 180. We also had a bumped up rate of 260, which would be the top end of what the farmers would be applying, of surface broadcast urea and the NN, and also the side dress of each. So what we call our newer way of applying the NN urea is as good as the other higher rates at 260. So the rate of 180 gave us comparison of grain yield and whole crop yield as the 260 rates. And then we're looking at N uptake. We had higher crop N uptake with this newer method here, plus also the side band and the planting compared to the conventional practice. And in looking at this two ways for nitrogen use efficiency, so here I'm looking at the crop yield gain we would get from each kilo of N applied. So this is above our control. We had a 20 kilo per hectare N rate control, which every treatment got sideband in phosphorus at 30 kilos of phosphorus per hectare, because we need phosphorus, and we get a pop-up effect from the phosphorus applications. So every treatment got that. But in that, we had 20 sideband of just regular urea, which is a standard practice. So this is net of that control. So we did get a higher efficiency of the NN urea in terms of crop yield, kilos of crop yield per kilo of N applied for the all three side dressing treatments compared to the standard procedure. And if we look at the nitrogen use efficiency in terms of kilos of N uptake per kilo of N applied, the same also applies. We're getting in the 70s of 70% recovery of N applied as opposed to N recovered, compared to the control around 60. The conventional practice, and this is all net of the control. And the standard N urea generally performed better under no-till. So through a lot of this, there was very little difference between broadcast, these two here, and the side dress in terms of comparing between till and no-till. But the N urea side banded at planting generally performed a little bit better when it was under no-till compared to till, and that's for whole crop dry matter. And then it's also was consistent with grain yield. We got better production from the NN under no-till compared to tillage. There wasn't a significant interaction, but when I broke out the individual treatments, it was significant for these three. So some conclusions. There's little difference between NN urea and regular urea when surface broadcast or side dressed, but we get higher crop yield and grain yield with the side banded NN urea at planting time. And we get higher N uptake with the side banded NN urea at planting time, and there's higher nitrogen use efficiency with it. And this is consistent over 3 years. There was a variability from year to year. The trend was always the same, but in terms of whole crop yield, we had one significant year out of the three, and in terms of grain yield, we had two significant years out of the three. So the trend was there, but it wasn't significant every year, but aggregated over the 3 years it was. The side-banded NN urea generally performed better under no-till for whole crop yield per N applied, and grain yield. And tillage had higher N uptake and higher N uptake per N applied across all the treatments, didn't matter which, compared to no-till. But this difference, and I didn't show these graphs here, but the difference was less with the side-banded NN urea. So the results suggest that we can get better effectiveness of using urea as a, like such as this NN urea product, by improving the side-banding at planting time. So this just the acknowledgments here for the funding provided by a J.R. Simplot company. Was the main contributor with some contributions from what we call the Pacific Field Corn Association, Agriculture, Agri-Food Canada, and TerraLink Horticulture. Thanks.
We have time for a question or two.
Well, you're inviting me to ask you a question. Just more philosophical. You know, why is it so important for Canada or third-party independent researchers to investigate new fertilizer formulations?
Why do we? Oh, well, because there's some credence to that with the producers. So the Pacific Field Corn Association is a nonprofit association for the advancement of crop production in our area. So it's the work we do with them is considered like, not biased. So we're not out to advocate one product or another product. We want to give the total production system. Am I going where you're?
Yeah,
okay. I didn't know if I interpreted the question right. So it's important for us to do the work. We also do the corn testing, the hybrid testing. A lot of companies will do their own testing, but the producers look at that, but they also look at our site to see if it's comparable, because they want to see some unbiased or, evaluator of it. So, replication, yeah. But they don't know what replication is, and it's really hard to put a zero control or a low end control on a farm. It's just a real battle,
let's give Derek another hand.
Thanks.